Welcome to New Grad Advice Podcast. This is Neil Grant,
author of the soon-to-be-released book, Words of Wisdom from a Christian Mentor, practical, real-life, and holistic advice to the graduate transitioning into adulthood. My last podcast was getting organized, a great habit to get into early in your career, which will save you countless hours and help you manage your time better. Today's podcast is on one of my favorite topics, and a valuable personality trait to possess, keeping a positive attitude. Do you think the glass is half full or half empty? Do you look for the best in people or the worst? Do you look for opportunities when you encounter problems? Do you look to get back up if things don't go well for you at first? Are you an optimist or a pessimist? Do you make the most of every situation without letting you get you down? To me, staying positive is one of the most important attributes you can possess, both in your personal and especially your business life. This podcast will address this aspect of your personality by defining it, discussing the benefits of it, and helping you to possess or nurture it. I was helping a young man a couple months ago who really needed to get a decent job and extricate himself from all of his built-up debt. And I made an active effort to rewrite his resume, prepare him for an interview, and then was pleased to see him get that job that I set up for him. Having only just met him and talked to him for only a short time, he was wondering why I was making such an effort to help him, even though I hardly even knew him. I told him that I was really impressed with his positive attitude, even though he had a lot to complain about because life wasn't really going well for him. I said to him that a great athlete is probably great because he's athletic and he's fast. And you can't teach somebody to be a fast runner. It's a lot like having a positive outlook on life. You just can't teach someone to have a positive attitude on a regular basis. Because of his attitude, I thought he deserved a break, and that's why I wanted to help him. Having a positive attitude doesn't always refer to simply smiling and looking cheerful. It's more like one's overall perspective in life and our tendency to focus on all that is good in life. PositivePsychology.com has some great information on this subject, and it's worthy of a read. Here are some quotes about staying positive that you should keep in mind. No pessimist ever discovered the secrets of the stars or sailed to an uncharted land or opened a new heaven to the human spirit. Helen Keller. An optimist understands that life can be a bumpy road, but at least it is leading somewhere. They can learn from mistakes and failures and are not afraid to fail again. Harvey McKay. Things turn out best for the people who make the best of the way things turn out. This is from the great UCLA basketball coach John Wooden. And my favorite, a pessimist sees the difficulty in every opportunity. An optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty. Winston Churchill. A good description of a positive attitude is a tendency to focus on the bright side, expect positive results, and approach challenges with a positive outlook. There are many traits and characteristics associated with positive mindset, including optimism, a willingness to make an effort and take a chance instead of assuming your efforts won't pay off. Acceptance, acknowledging that things don't always turn out how you want them to, but benefit by learning from your mistakes. Resilience, bouncing back from adversity, disappointment, and failure instead of giving up. Gratitude, actively, continuously appreciating the good things in your life. And integrity, the trait of being honorable, righteous, and straightforward instead of deceitful and self-serving. This is from The Power of Positivity. Remember these faults. Failure doesn't mean you haven't accomplished anything. It does mean you've learned something. Failure doesn't mean you've been disgraced. It means you are willing to try. Failure doesn't mean you've wasted your life. It does mean you have a reason to start afresh. Failure doesn't mean you should give up. It does mean you must try harder. Failure doesn't mean you will never make it. It does mean that it will take a little while longer. Failure doesn't mean God has abandoned you. It does mean God has a better idea. And finally, failure doesn't mean you're a failure. You just haven't succeeded yet. How many entrepreneurs have had failure after failure after failure until they became quite the businessman? Positive attitudes can include motivating others around you with a positive word, using the power of a smile to reverse the tone of a situation, getting back up when you fall down, no matter how many times you fall down, being a source of energy that lifts those around you, understanding that relationships are more important than material things. That's a great topic for a positive attitude. Being happy for someone else's success. Not complaining no matter how unfair things seem to be. Tell someone you know they did a great job and mean it. Not letting other people's negativity get you down. As an aside, I really hang out with people who are negative, as it does have a tendency to bring me down. In fact, when I became a manager, I knew that I would not be able to work closely with a member of the management team working for me because he always looked for reasons why we couldn't accomplish a certain task instead of looking to see how we could solve the issue. His negativity was rampant, and I simply decided to make a change as my first action in this new position. I always look for people who can make things happen instead of why they cannot be done. Attitude, along with integrity, is everything in the business world. The key to success. Developing the right thoughts is not about being constantly happy or cheerful. It's not about ignoring anything negative or unpleasant in your life. It's about incorporating both the positive and the negative into your perspective and choosing to still be generally optimistic. It's about acknowledging that you will not always be happy and learning to accept bad moods and difficult emotions when they come. Above all, it's about increasing your control over your attitude in the face of whatever comes your way. You cannot control your mood, and you cannot always control the thoughts that pop into your head, but you can choose how to handle them. When you choose to give in to negativity, pessimism, and doom and gloom view of the world, you are not only submitting to a loss of control and potentially wallowing in unhappiness, you are missing out on an important opportunity for growth and development. Building a positive framework for your thoughts is not about being bubbly and annoyingly cheerful, but making an investment in yourself and your future. It's okay to feel down or think pessimistically sometimes, but choosing to respond with optimism, resilience, and gratitude will benefit you far more in the long run. So what are the benefits of a positive attitude? According to the experts at the famous Mayo Clinic in 2017, positive thinking can increase your lifespan, reduce rates of depression and levels of distress, give you greater resistance to the common cold, improve your overall physiological and physical well-being, improve your cardiovascular health, and protect you from cardiovascular disease, and it will help you build coping skills to keep you afloat during challenging times. This was truly amazing when I read this, that there are so many physical aspects that are a result of keeping a positive attitude. Another study by a few giants in the field of positive psychology, Lubomirsky, King, and Diener in 2005, they investigated the relationship between happiness and the benefits to employees. They showed that positive attitudes in the workplace also benefit the employee in addition to the organization. Happier employees are more productive than other employees. And you can always say instead of happier, you can say those with a positive attitude, those with a better outlook in life. Happy salespeople have higher sales than other salespeople. Happy employees are more creative than other employees. Happy employees are evaluated more positively by their superiors. Happy employees are less likely to show job withdrawal, absenteeism, burnout, etc. Happy employees make more money than other employees. Oh, did you catch that one? This is certainly an interesting and informative piece of psychological data. To repeat, this study showed that happy employees make more money than other employees. I'd say another word for happy here is content. If you're content with your capabilities, your position, and life in general, you are more likely to be a happy employee. As important as a positive mindset is for the rank and file, it's easy to see why it is vital for those in a position of leadership. A recent study showed that a leader with a positive mindset is not only more likely to be actively engaged and able to perform at a high level, he or she is also more able to influence followers towards a positive mindset through role modeling and normative influence. Further, trust in management is linked to a positive leadership and performance. While trust in management isn't necessarily indicative of a positive mindset in both leader and follower, it is certainly a likely outcome of a generally positive attitude in the workplace. Positive attitudes in a leader will draw followers and encourage and motivation and engagement by subordinates. Having a positive outlook and being resilient is vital in leadership positions because there's a lot of stress involved in managing and leading others. Leaders must always be on and spend much of their time performing as a strong, confident leader and perhaps even a public face. This role is a tiring one and can be in being optimistic and resilient will help leaders stay sane and healthy in challenging contexts. In my future podcast on what makes a great manager, I state a cute saying that I heard there. If you are a leader and no one is following, you're not leading, you're simply going for a walk by yourself. So all indicators state that being positive has many inherent benefits, both in your personal and business life. Larry Alton from Success.com lists practical tips to help you get to be more positive. 1. Focus on the good things, however small they are. 2. Find humor in bad situations. 3. Turn failures into lessons and learn from them. 4. Transform negative self-talk into positive self-talk. 5. Focus on the present instead of getting mired in the past or losing your way in the future. And 6. Find positive friends, mentors, and co-workers to support and encourage you. Are there any negatives to being an eternal optimist? As you can tell from the tenor of my book and these podcasts, I am a real optimist, and I always look for the best in people and situations. That said, I found a negative to being a real optimist. Investing. Let's say I own a certain stock and I see it starting to go down in value. I would say, well, it's only temporary and don't sell it. While the pessimist will unload it, fearing it will soon crash. I had made some good trades when the internet was in its infancy and technology stocks were soaring, where early one year the internet bubble burst, and I expected a lot of these would soon bounce back, contrary to the many experts in the industry. You see, I knew better. Right. Most of the money I made when the tech stocks were going up, I lost when the market cratered. So I now leave it to others to manage my investments, as I have come to the realization that I am not a good investor because I am such an optimist. So how do you think more positively? So what can you do to become a more positive thinker? A few common strategies involve learning how to identify negative thoughts and replacing them with thoughts that are more positive. While it might take some time, eventually you may find that thinking positively starts to come more naturally. Here are a few suggestions. Avoid negative self-talk. Start noticing when you have these thoughts and then actively work to change them. When you're thinking critical and negative thoughts about yourself, take a moment to pause and assess. Try humor. It can be tough to stay optimistic when there is little humor in your life. Even when you are facing challenges, it's important to remain open to laughter and fun. 3, cultivate optimism. Learning to think positively is like strengthening a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it will become. If you attribute good things that happen to your skill and effort, then you are probably an optimist. If you credit these good events to outside forces, then you likely have a more positive and more pessimistic way of thinking. Give yourself credit when credit is due, and don't be too hard on yourself when things go wrong, which may be outside of your control. 4, practice gratitude. Think about how grateful you are, for the Lord has blessed us in so many ways, and we take them for granted. Pause and really think how these are. Next, keep practicing. Like any goal, the key is to stick with it for the long term. Even if you find yourself dwelling on negative thoughts, you can look for ways to minimize negative self-talk and cultivate a more positive outlook. Lastly, don't be afraid to enlist the help of friends and family. When you start engaging negative thinking, call a friend or family member who you can count on to offer positive encouragement and feedback. And meet with friends as in an accountability situation and talk to them about that. So what is the takeaway message here? Positive thinking is a powerful tool that can result in a lot of benefits for you and those around you. However, thinking positive 100% of the time is unrealistic and could be disastrous. We have a lot of different emotions and thoughts. We have such a wide range and variety for a reason. There are times when being a bit pessimistic can help, and it's a good idea to let out the negative emotions you experience once in a while, especially if the alternative is bottling them up. If you're an optimist by nature, cultivate gratitude for your inherent positivity, but make sure you don't push aside the negative feelings that crop up. That's part of life too. If you're a pessimist by nature, don't despair of ever thinking positively. Try a few of these techniques that seem to be most applicable and give yourself a break. It takes time. Remember, your goal is not to be a Pollyanna, but to become the best version of yourself that you can be and maintain a healthy and happy mental state. Look at the glass as half full. Look for the best in people. Look for opportunities when you encounter problems. Look to get back up if things didn't go well for you at first. Make the most of every situation without letting it get you down. As Winston Churchill once said, a pessimist sees the difficulty in every situation. An optimist that sees the opportunity in every difficulty. So start looking for an opportunity to learn and succeed in every difficulty. Well, that's it for now. I hope it has been an interesting topic and hopefully something you can fully digest. My next podcast will discuss being dependable, another super important personality trait to own. If you would like more information about this topic or anything else addressed in my podcast, please feel free to visit my soon-to-be-completed website, newgradadvice.com. So bye for now, and thanks for listening.